Illegal alien charged with 4 murders seeks trial delay for intellectual disability test. By John Binder on September 3, 2020. An illegal alien accused of murdering 4 Americans over the course of a week in Nevada is now seeking a delay in the trial against him in order to undergo an intellectual disability test that could make him ineligible for the death penalty. Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, a 20-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador, was charged with murdering 56-year-old Connie Coons, 74-year-old Sophia Rankin, 81-year-old Gerald David, and his 80-year-old wife, Sharon David, between January 10 and 15 after prosecutors said he was looking to steal money from his victims to buy more meth. The state of Nevada is seeking the death penalty. Martinez Guzman's attorneys are seeking an indefinite trial delay in order to conduct an intellectual disability exam on their client. The exam would include experts traveling to El Salvador to conduct interviews with Martinez Guzman's family and friends. In October 2019, Martinez Guzman's attorneys said they had gathered evidence to suggest that the illegal alien had a low IQ and therefore would be ineligible for the death penalty. Their trial delay would seek to further that defense to officially rule out a death penalty sentence. Martinez Guzman is the latest illegal alien facing murder charges seeking to be deemed intellectually disabled in order to avoid a death sentence. The illegal alien accused of murdering 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in 2018 has claimed his very limited Mexican education prompted him to speak to law enforcement before knowing his rights. Illegal alien gang member Apolinar Altamirano, who allegedly murdered 21-year-old Grant Ronnebeck in January 2015, managed to be deemed intellectually disabled in order to avoid the death penalty. The most famous case involves the 7-time felon, 5-time deported illegal alien acquitted of murdering 32-year-old Kate Steinley, who escaped gun charges in February by getting declared mentally ill. Among those allegedly murdered by Martinez Guzman was Connie Coons, a mother, whose mother's 80th birthday was the following day. Coons, herself, was set to turn 57 5 days after her murder. Also allegedly murdered was 74-year-old Sophia Rankin, as well as Gerald and Sharon David, who were both beloved members of the South Reno community. Gerald was president of the Reno Rodeo Association in 2006 and Sharon was a member of the group. Last year, President Donald Trump honored the Angel family of the Davids at his State of the Union address. Trump invited the Davids' daughter, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter to the speech as a few of his guests of honor. "Few can understand your pain," Trump told the Angel family. "But I will never forget, and I will fight for the memory of Gerald and Sharon, that it should never happen again. Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to control its very dangerous border." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.